Hello, Passenger List listeners. Today, we want to introduce you to another fiction show from the Radiotopia Network called The Truth. The Truth is an anthology show, which means that every episode is a different story. But today, we're sharing with you the first of an ongoing series that The Truth revisits periodically. It's called The Hum. The fourth episode was just released, and there's more to come. The Truth has made stories in almost every genre, but they specialize in a kind of sweet melancholy that's often darkly funny. You can hear more of The Truth stories at thetruthpodcast.com or search for The Truth wherever you listen. And now, we hope you enjoy After the Hum from Radiotopia's The Truth.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison. But it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
The thing you need to know about Millie is that she's always been afraid of the world, even before the world ended.
Caitlin?
Yeah?
You didn't say anything for a while.
Sorry, I was just reaching for a cabinet. I had to get a chair.
Did you find anything good?
Not really.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe someone's already been through it.
We haven't seen another person in forever.
I don't know, maybe it's not safe. Maybe you should come back.
I think this is just, it just feels like a kitchen that wasn't stocked.
Maybe the family didn't eat real meals.
Okay.
Maybe there's a family that ate, like, Moonlight and Monsters and Mentos. Do you remember Mentos?
You know, maybe they just ate out a lot.
Or maybe it was a second home for a second secret family.
And the second family didn't eat?
Well, they did, but they weren't people. They were wizards.
Okay.
And they, whenever they were hungry, they could make food by magic.
Lucky them. Because there's nothing here.
Yeah, it's there, but it's hidden by enchantment, so you can't see it.
Hey, Millie.
What?
Can you please look at the map?
Okay, I'll look at the map. Over and out. Roger, roger, over.
When my parents called me the day of the hum, they were driving home with Millie. I was by myself watching TV. I remember my mom calling and telling me to go hide in the bunker like we'd practice because this time it was real. I remember locking the door behind me and my hands were shaking. And I realized that they weren't gonna make it. And I was gonna be all alone. Everything was so still. And then somehow Millie found me. Somehow she survived and I wasn't alone anymore. I had my sister.
The outside world can be scary, even without an apocalypse. I know that we've had our own apocalypse of sorts lately, and I was just glad to be here with my wife and daughter. I don't know what would have happened if I were all alone. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and on this week's episode, we follow a young woman forced to face her fears. Now back to After the Hum.
Okay, according to the map, we've hit most of the streets in that area. How about you come back and we can make a plan for tomorrow?
Okay, I'm gonna stay out for a little bit longer and just keep looking, okay?
I mean, I don't think you're gonna find anything.
Well, I'm already out, so I'm just gonna keep looking.
Is that music?
I don't know.
Where are you?
I'm at the outlet mall in Westfield.
In Westfield? Why did you go there?
Well, because there's no food where we are, Millie.
It's too far.
Nothing's gonna happen.
So you just went somewhere else and didn't tell me?
I didn't want you to panic.
You're supposed to stay close. What if it happens again?
I'm fine, I promise. I'm already here, so I'm gonna look around. Just tell me more about the wizards. Like, why do they hide their food? Just talk to me while I look. Come on, talk to me. I need you to entertain me. That's the deal.
They hide their food with enchantments because the wizard kids get really hyper when they have too much sugar. Wizards are more affected by sugar than regular humans.
Yeah, of course, that makes sense.
Mm. And hyper wizard children are super dangerous. Like, when they're trying to mow the lawn, they burn it down. Or they're sliding down the banister and the banister slides down with them. And they're just mean. They get really mean on sugar. And at first, the parents just enchanted junk food, but the kids figured out it was near the regular food, and they'd find it. So then the parents hid the junk food away from the regular food and enchanted it. But they'd forget where they hid it, and then they'd get mice. So the parents made a secret map of where all the junk food was, and they enchanted everything. Does that make sense? Caitlin? Caitlin? The wizards aren't hiding food from us, Caitlin. They're hiding it from their kids. Caitlin? Please, please, please. Caitlin? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? Get up. Millie, get up. Get up and go look for your sister. She's your sister. Up the ladder. Go up. Okay. Where's my sister?
Sorry, what?
I mean, did you see her go anywhere?
Oh, wait, this is hers. This is her com. Oh, okay, I found it on the ground. I recognize it, because I have one too, and like, it's been busted for so long, it doesn't really work at all. But when I saw this one, I thought, you know, maybe there might be somebody around, and then there's you, but you're not here. Like, this, I guess, was your sister's, and she dropped in. So this is your sister's, right?
Yeah.
And you have no clue where she is, right? You know what? I'm gonna look around for her, okay? You said her name's Caitlin. What's your name?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. That's okay. I'm just gonna look around, and I'll tell you what I see. How's that sound?
I don't know you.
Yeah, well, I'm Huck. I'm from here, Westfield. How about you? Are you from near here?
No. Do you see anything?
Not yet, but I'm still looking. I'm an only child. My grandpa lived with us before, and he was with me for a little while after, too. But he was pretty old. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Sorry, I haven't had anyone to talk to in a really long time. And, sometimes I talk to, sometimes I pretend to talk to people, but it hasn't been real, so...
What about your parents?
They didn't make it.
Neither did mine.
I had my grandpa for a little while, though, so I guess I was lucky.
My name's Millie.
It's nice to meet you, Millie.
Music. That was playing before she stopped responding.
Oh, yeah, that music. That kind of plays on a loop out of the speakers here by the general store. My grandpa says parts of it all must be solar powered, but some of the stores, they still have lights, so.
You've been there a lot?
Yeah, it's mostly the same music on repeat, but, it's still music, so.
My sister's been wanting to go around it for a while. I thought it was too far.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, it's never been bad for me. I'm fine. I bet your sister just dropped this.
Maybe.
You didn't hear anything before she lost it, did you?
No. I wanted to go and look for her, but I couldn't.
When it was just me by myself at first, I had a hard time going outside for a while. I felt like the whole world was... against me. It was sort of overwhelming, I guess, I was really, really scared.
How'd you get through it?
I don't know. I just had to. Because I didn't have anybody else anymore, so.
Caitlin is okay.
Yeah, I think she's gonna be okay, too.
If she's not, I don't know what I...
why don't we make up a story? Right? That helps you when you're upset. Like, you make up stories?
What?
What?
You just said... How do you know that I like to make up stories?
Why don't you tell me what direction you guys are in, and I'll look that
way. I don't think I should tell you where I live.
Why not?
Okay, look, do you know where my sister is? Where is she? Do you know? Please... Just tell me the truth.
Okay. You know how I told you I have a busted comm? Well, sometimes I can hear you guys on it. And when I heard your sister was coming here, I decided to talk to her so we could... I just want us all to be friends.
You've been listening to us?
Yeah, but, when I tried to talk to her...
You talked to her?
To introduce myself.
And then you pretended to help me look for her? Where is she?
She's here. She's with me.
Let me talk to her.
But she wouldn't talk to me like you did.
Let me talk to her.
She wanted to leave.
Well, then you should have let her. That's what people do.
Oh, what people? What people? There are no people. We could be the only people left. We have no idea. It's been 2 years that I've been completely alone. 2 years.
If you've hurt her?
No, I'm nice. I wouldn't hurt her. But I need friends. I don't want to be alone anymore.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she is. I promise. And I can bring her back to you if you just tell me where you guys...
I'm not gonna tell you where I live, Huck.
Then she's gonna stay with me until you get to know me better, okay?
Okay then, Huck. I'm gonna come hang out with you. That's what you want, right?
Yeah, but...
Okay. So I'll go there and you just wait for me.
But what about... What about going... going outside.
Okay, I'll see you soon. This time you have to. You have to. Pretend it's a story. It's a story, and you're going on an adventure.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, if you'd like to know more about how we make our stories, The Truth has a mailing list, and you can sign up for it on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. And lately, we've been interviewing each of the authors of our stories. A few weeks back, we interviewed Bob Remunda about his story, Anywhere in the World. And a couple weeks ago, we interviewed Laura Gray about her story, The Session. And in our most recent email, we interviewed Mary McDonnell about the making of this story. So if you'd like to read interviews with our writers, please sign up. Just go to thetruthpodcast.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, and click on the envelope to become part of our mailing list. Now back to After the Hum.
This way to the mall. Follow the map. Keep going. You have to.
Caitlin, sweetie, it's Mom. Yeah, I need you to go to the bunker like we talked about.
Dad, what's happening?
It's gonna be okay.
Mom's crying.
It's what we talked about, Kate.
She's just calling your sister, telling her what's going on.
No, no, it's not a drill. You have to go now, right now.
Your mom and I love you so much, Mills.
Why are you driving so fast?
Okay, we love you so much. No, she's here with us. Run,
ow!
Run now.
Mom, my head hurts.
I know, honey, me too.
We're not.
Really, hold my hand. It's okay.
Huck, are you there?
Millie, you're back.
I watched it happen. The hum, I wasn't hiding like Caitlin, but somehow I survived, and I don't understand. I mean, I watched everyone die. I watched my parents.
Me too. I heard it, I saw it, and I just didn't die.
Really?
Really.
It's hard for me to believe you, you know?
Right, yeah, I get that, but it's not going to be once you know me. I promise.
How long have you been listening to us?
A while. But I never followed you. I never even looked for you, you know? I could have, but I just listened. Oh my God, you're here, aren't you? I just heard the door.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you come and show me around?
I want to, but I'm really afraid you're gonna, like, try and hurt me now.
Okay. Come on. Oh, wait. Oh, I think I've found your home. Oh, wow. Is this your red sofa? It's nice. Oh my God, you have lots of books. Where did you get all these? Oh, this is your comm. Hello? This is Millie's comm speaking to Huck's busted comm, over. This is Millie speaking into Huck's broken comm, over. Yeah, I see what you mean, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
If we're gonna get to know each other and be friends, you have to come out, Huck. I'm not gonna try to hurt you, I just wanna talk to you. Hi, Huck.
Hi, Millie.
So, we're supposed to be hanging out, right? Should we, I don't know, Is it Alan or?
Yeah. You don't look at all like I thought you would. Not that you're not pretty, I just had this idea.
I like your home.
Thanks. Do you like to read? You seemed like you would. I know you never talked about any books, but like, you could read some of mine if you want. I mean, I mostly read fantasies, as you could see, but there's a store nearby where you can get any kind. They got like mystery.
Huck?
Please don't ask me yet.
Please, Huck, I'm worried about her. I can't really focus on being your friend until I know she's okay.
Okay, well, she is okay.
Well, so just let me see her.
Well, do you want something to eat first? Or drink, maybe? I don't
want anything.
Are you sure? I mean, there's some pretty cool stuff here, too. Like, I have these inflatable chairs. They're sick as hell. They've got posters. Take something. You could keep it here. You can keep it with my stuff.
Huck, no.
Come on, take something. I'm sharing with you.
Huck, I just want to see my sister, okay? You said you were my friend.
Yes.
Right?
And I am. I know you haven't known for as long as I have, but I am.
Then why are you scaring me?
You know, when I listened, when I was listening to you and Caitlin talk, I really like your imagination.
Thank you.
It's good to have an imagination like that, you know, since we can't have the life we were. You know, I really wanted to be a teacher. What about you? What did you want?
I don't know. I never really thought about it before.
Yeah, I mean, I guess what's the point now?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we still get a life, you know?
Really? You think that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's three of us. There's probably more of us out there. You're right. Once I got outside, it wasn't so scary.
Yeah.
Maybe one day there'll be a whole bunch of us together. And you can be a teacher. And you can teach us about how it is now or whatever you want to teach.
I mean, that'd be cool. I'd love to do that.
Yeah. But then you'll realize that you actually don't like it. And you'll have this kind of crisis of confidence. So you'll have to go on a journey to find out what you really want. And your friends can help you, but they can only help you so much. So you have to do the rest on your own. And you do. You go on this grand adventure and you find out that really deep down, you were meant to be a gardener.
I mean, I'd like that. I hope that happens.
It's a great job.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sunshine.
What's that? What are you getting out of your bag?
This is our map. So we use it to track where we've been, so it's a little drawn on. But this is where we live.
Wait, what?
I'm giving this to you. Yeah, so you can come and visit.
You know, when I heard you guys talking and I heard Caitlin say that she was coming here, I was so excited to finally... Okay, come on.
What? Where are we going?
Just follow me right through here. But she really did drop the comm. I didn't take it from her. I was just trying to explain to her like I did with you, but she got really freaked out and...
Caitlin? Caitlin! Millie! Caitlin, it's me! Millie! Yes, I'm here, Caitlin! You locked her in a storage room?
Yeah.
Okay, well just let her out now, please.
Okay, sorry.
We're gonna get you out of there. Oh, God. Millie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Are you okay?
See,
okay.
I told you I didn't hurt her. Like, I'm not like that.
Oh, you. It's okay, Caitlin. This is Huck, and he and I have gotten to know each other a little, and we're gonna be friends.
Millie.
I'll explain it on the way home.
But
wait, hold on, are you leaving?
Caitlin's really tired, and we've all had a crazy day.
Yeah, but...
A good day, though, in the end.
I don't want you guys to leave yet. Maybe I can come with you, I can stay with you.
You know what? How about we all get some rest and you come over tomorrow?
What?
Come over tomorrow?
Is that can be our second hang, you know? Don't they say that friendships are solidified in the second hang?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Cool, so you can come over tomorrow.
Cool.
Huck?
Yeah?
Can we have our comm back now?
Oh, yeah, right. Here, okay. Here you go.
Thanks. Well, see you tomorrow. Bye, Huck.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Are you really okay?
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I was just looking for stuff, and then this kid locked me up. So, yeah, I'm fine. And you left the bunker.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't gonna leave my sister out here.
Well, you made friends with that crazy kid.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't fight him.
Yeah, but now he knows where we live.
Yeah, well, I thought he needed to hear it to let you go.
Yeah, but now he knows where we live.
I know. What if we don't live there anymore?
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's like you said, we've cleaned out everything in the area anyway, so.
Okay, but what about our stuff?
We can get new stuff. And if we don't like it, we can always come back for our old stuff.
Yeah, but Millie, that kid's gonna follow us. He knows where we are. You know, he listens to us.
Yeah. But he was listening to us with this.
You stole his comm?
Yeah, well, I just thought it'd be safer. And later on, if we feel up to it, we can come and check on him. What?
Who are you? I'm sorry, this feels crazy, like you're outside in the world with me, making decisions, thieving.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting.
It is. I just can't believe we're not gonna go home.
Caitlin?
Yeah?
You wanna hear about the wizard's first family?
Sure.
Well, it was very different from the junk food house. It was stuffed full of diamonds and crystals.
No, because of their magical properties.
You would think, but actually just because they were pretty. The first family was obsessed with beauty, and not just material things, all types. They'd go on really long.
For original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. And if you like what you heard, please help us spread the word. You can write us a review on your favorite podcast platform, or write a blog post, or share us on social media. Whatever you can do, it all helps. After the Hum was written by Mary McDonald and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Marissa Brow, Jessica Morgan, and James Dwyer, with Gregory C. Jones and Rachel Botchin. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater. They offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. You can learn more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producers are Kara Ehlenfeldt and Sophie Elkezian. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.